Even though
I've been fighting it.
I've been fighting it.
Judging it.
Hating it.
I've been impatient with it.
I've been impatient with it.
The human experience
includes ego.
Monkey mind. And now I'm ready.
I really am ready.
To hold firm.
To sit comfortably.
In the observer. The eternal part of me.
I remember.
Feeling bad.
At all ages.
I remember feeling good.
At different ages.
I have observed myself.
In chaos and suffering.
And I've been aware.
Of myself.
In challenge and enthusiasm. Who is the awareness?
How can I be aware?
What part of me is aware?
Of my physical expression?
My assumed identities?
My personas?
How I fit in? Who is aware?
Of my body aging?
My mind expanding?
My wisdom?
Through experience?
I'm both.
The eternal source.
The consciousness.
The awareness.
Until I lose that perspective.
And go fully into the human suffering. And I want to let go of my impatience.
And my struggle.
And my resistance.
I agree.
To life here.
At some level.
I allow myself
to participate in earth
where negative emotion
egoic struggle
exists.
And this is the first time many people
will evolve beyond it.
So why would it be easy?
Why would it be fast?
Because I want it to be.
Darn it.
Wouldn't it be nice?
If I could see a bigger perspective.
It's not the mastery of it.
It's the choosing of it.
Over and over again.
I'm not here to master it.
I'm here to evolve into it.
To use the human form.
To practice.
A new experience.
Of mind.
Ego.
And spirit.
I'm here.
To practice.
To choose.
Not 100 times.
Not 1,000 times.
But hundreds of thousands of times.
Because that is the contribution.
That is the gift.
That is the calling.
That is the purpose.
Of being awake.
In this lifetime.
It wasn't before.
That is my purpose now.
To know all the human suffering.
To have thoroughly explored darkness.
And limitation.
To know struggle.
Chaos.
Mental suffering.
That wasn't even real.
I'm here for the whole experience.
Not half of it.
I'm here for all of it.
And every choice.
Of shifting my awareness.
To the eternal self.
To the observer.
Is my contribution.
To evolution.
To humanity.
To the planet.
To myself.
To those in my circle of influence.
And it's such a funny thing.
That I think it should be faster.
And easier.
Because the truth is,
I am no longer suffering.
The way I once did.
So wouldn't it be lovely?
I could just relax.
And agree.
To constantly.
Practice.
Shifting my awareness.
Into the observer. and to literally observe,
and to literally observe
without the story,
without the story,
without judgment,
without judgment,
without resistance,
without resistance,
without defining,
without
defending,
defending,
without the struggle,
without the struggle,
if I could simply observe,
I could simply observe
negative emotion,
as
just one more energy on the planet.
It's just one more energy on the planet.
The way I filter music,
sounds,
smells,
air,
liquids,
foods,
the way I filter memories,
ideas,
information,
information,
the way I filter.
I want to filter.
Negative emotion.
It's
just another energy here.
Like noise.
Or visuals. Like colors.
Contrasts.
Smells.
I want to just be
a higher consciousness. The observer.
Of myself.
As a spiritual.
Human.
Filter.
Filter.
I want to filter everything.
Effectively.
Efficiently.
Efficiently.
Without this old human habit.
Of
hoarding.
Storing.
That which is painful.
That
which is uncomfortable. I want to open my heart.
As a spiritual valve.
And stay.
Aligned.
With my divine intelligence. My eternal self.
And
witness the monkey mind.
Witness the human ego.
Without judgment.
Without judgment.
Without impatience.
I
want to just disengage. And embrace the observer.
Not once.
Not a hundred times.
Not a thousand times.
But a hundred thousand times.
Until.
I have blessed our existence.
Blessed humanity.
Blessed the planet.
Through my effort.
To remain. Centered.
In my wholeness,
in my true self,
this is my calling,
this is my work.
So wouldn't it be lovely
to let go of the judgment,
to
let go of the impatience,
to
let go of the resistance,
to let go of the
self-pity,
to let go of the mental struggle,
to let go
of engaging
in that mental struggle.
I am the witness.
I am the observer.
Of
my life experience.
That's all.
I don't control much.
I don't create that much.
I don't change anybody else.
I'm not even so great at changing me.
I am the observer.
I am the witness.
I am the eternal being.
Visiting.
In this body.
On this planet.
For a short period of time.
I want to watch the events.
The monkey mind.
The ego struggle.
From the seat of my center.
From my divine intelligence.
I want to watch all of it.
And feel.
The honor.
The privilege.
To be at this stage
of evolution.
It's weird.
It's
challenging.
It's challenging.
It's tricky.
Because I've never seen it done.
And my ego.
My mind.
My biology.
My chemistry.
My genetics.
Are coded to fear.
Change.
The unknown.
And I'm ready to let that go.
Not once.
Not a hundred times.
Not just a thousand times.
But hundreds of thousands.
Because that's what I'm here
doing on earth.
In this body.
At this time.
All the ways.
I had forgotten
the honor.
the gift,
the miracle
of me.
Of me.
Okay, big breath.